Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the three-star talent show on Drag Race All Stars All Winners, what we think is in the viral TikTok pink sauce, what is a crawdad and what is it singing, and Miss Honey on the new Beyoncé album. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
How are
you? Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. You know what? I have to say, I have missed the pod.
You feel refreshed after a week off?
Yeah. I wasn't looking for a refreshing, but I do feel refreshed. You're right. Maybe that's what that's... What is this feeling so sudden?
And refreshed?
And refreshed.
Yeah, thanks for letting us have a week off. I saw some tweets and some DMs.
Bitch,
and stuff.
Nobody lets us do anything. We do what we want. I don't ask for permission and allowance.
The people wanted our sweet, sweet voices in their ears. They missed us. I didn't really tell anybody, but my grandma was sick. And so I went home to say goodbye, and then she passed away while I was there. So I kind of left in a hurry and just kind of like picked up and rushed home and booked a flight like 10 hours later after I found out. But I was glad to go home, and I was glad I got to see family and spend some time with her before she passed. So that's where we were last week, or at least that's where I was. Tyler, I'm sure, was just like playing Animal Crossing and shit.
Well, sometimes a little bit.
Sometimes.
I'm so desperately close to finishing my 30th vacation home.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so that's, you know, to the update on my end.
Proud of you.
I'm glad you got to go home. How was your mother?
It was good. It was weird to be... It's weird to be like 37 and feel like that was my first experience with grief in a way. I've been very lucky. I've had all my grandparents forever. And that was really kind of like my first kind of big loss. So I don't know. It's like I weirdly thought I was prepared and thought at 37, like I knew my grandparents were getting older and knew they weren't going to be around forever. But I was mistaken. I was not prepared. It was harder than I thought, which seems foolish to say. I'm sure lots of people who are listening to this have lost someone and understand. But yeah, it was definitely an experience.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. And I'm sending you a hug.
Thank you. Got lots of hugs. Got to spend lots of time with family and see my brothers and my nieces and nephews and spend lots of time with my mom. We got to see Where the Crawdads Sing, which was... My mom and I both read that book. We really wanted to see the movie together, and I didn't think it was going to happen, and then it happened.
Well, where do they sing?
Out in the marsh, you know.
The marsh? Is that like the marsh? Somebody like, with like some, like, you know when you get veneers and your mouth can't say S's because it's it's so crowded in there, so you're like,
is that what happens?
Humans are going to Mars.
Is that what happens with veneers?
Yeah, your mouth gets so, your where your tongue normally would hit to create S sounds, you have developed that muscle memory. And so now with new stuff in your mouth, it's still trying to do where it goes. But like the S's don't come out quite the same. It's not just veneers.
Is it the same for dentures?
Dentures and veneers. And maybe even, I don't know, when you're gargling marbles.
Well, ma'am, the crawdads sing way out in the marsh. It's past the swamp.
Marsh.
Yeah, marshlands. Venish.
Marsh. Shatter.
Didn't Okemos have a whole street called
Marsh?
Yeah,
baby. I was about to say, bitch, I lived off marsh.
Because there was one, no?
Where do... What is
your little middle... Wasn't your little... crawdad?
Yeah.
it's like a crawdad? Crayfish?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and they sing?
A crawdad is a freshwater crayfish. I was right.
What is a crayfish?
I don't know, but it's a crawdad.
I don't like when people call things cray-cray. Is a crayfish cray-cray? People don't understand. If you weren't there for it, you don't understand. Everyone was calling everything cray-cray for a minute. That's cray-cray.
Bitch, that's how it just works. People get attached to a word. And then, like, you know how my dad still says da bomb? There are definitely people who still say cray-cray.
Okay.
And there will be people who say that's lit. And there will be people still talking about vibes in 5 years.
He's a 10, but he calls things cray-cray.
Beyonce is going to
Little Miss Cray-Cray?
Beyonce is going to put cray-cray in a song like she did with Slay 5 years after.
Oof. You know what? I do find that she does that sometimes. And everyone just kind of is like, yes.
Well, her new album comes out Friday, so I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Are you more excited for the Beyonce album or the Maggie Rogers album, both dropping on Friday? Wow.
I think, honestly, the Beyonce album, because, listen, I know not every artist's piece of work is for me. However, if I'm reading...
Baby, everything is for me.
I know that you think that. However, I will say I do believe that this upcoming Beyonce project, if I'm reading the context clues correctly, is going to be up-tempo...
Litty
titty for Ritty, and I think it's gonna I think it's gonna be for me a little bit.
You think it's gonna be cray cray?
I think it might be cray cray. Where do the crawdads sing? Are there
they sing
moms?
way? I know. Yeah, why ladybugs and crawdads? Where are the man bugs and the craw moms?
You know what I am excited for on the Beyonce album. So she. This obviously is coming out before, what is the album called? Renaissance. Before it comes out. So like the week of. So last week she released like the track list.
Yeah.
And then she also released the list of like collaborators and like the credits and stuff for all the songs, which I kind of like that's the release schedule. Like it kind of, I think it gives the excitement for the album without album singles, I think, are not good because it makes everything else on the album feel like it's just kind of leftover stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then when the album comes out, you always skip all the singles because you've already heard them to death, and so you don't really appreciate the full body of work ahead of time. Anyway, my point is, I like if there's going to be some type of like hype of an album before it comes out. Knowing who worked on the album is like giving us the pre-album singles, but or at least the excitement of it, but without like, you know, ruining the fun.
I agree. I think I would. I just would like the opportunity to. I mean, she should just let fans vote for the lead single. Like, drop an album, see what the people like, push it to radio.
Sure.
Give all 16 sure. tracks a fair try, a chance.
I'm most excited for, I was scrolling through that, the list of like collaborators and credits. And, one of them, I forget what the song is called. Something about honey. Did you see that one? Pure honey.
I saw one called something about aliens or space.
I'm that girl, cozy, alien superstar, cuff it, energy,
Virgo's groove, I noticed.
Come on, church girl. We're my church girls. No, plastic off the sofa. That sounds like a good one.
I hope it's better than Plastic Doll.
The one I'm excited for is Pure Honey because one of the credits is Moi Renee. Do you know who Moi Renee is? Did you ever see the video of the drag queen or maybe drag performer in the 90s maybe who's singing Miss Honey? Miss Honey.
I don't think so.
Are you serious? I know you see me calling you Miss Honey.
I would remember that.
I think she's got green hair. I will post it on the Discord. It's essential viewing before you hear Pure Honey because it samples that artist or maybe that video, but it was like the soundtrack to our boat trip, this most recent boat trip we went on. All we were playing the entire time was Miss Honey. And then I saw that track list and I immediately texted the group chat. I was like, oh my God, does anybody recognize a name on this credits?
Did you get a new Apple Watch band?
No, it's just, this is, I always wear this like hunter green.
I have never seen that. Non-Pride months. Did you wash your hair with conditioner this morning or last night?
Why?
It looks soft. You know when you like wash your hair?
Why are you so textile this morning? You're thinking talking about my hair, my watch.
I'm just taking you all in, baby.
Honey.
Your hair looks so soft.
Soak it up.
And clean.
Are you saying normally it doesn't look clean?
No, I'm just like, you know when like your hair, you wash it, and then it's just like, you know, the people know what I mean. When you wash your hair and it's like fresh to death.
Okay.
So you didn't wash your hair.
When's I showered last night. Is that okay?
Did you wash? Did you take the dogs in there with you?
No. I know you see me calling me Miss Honey.
Miss Honey is cray cray.
Chloe wants to know. Chloe tweeted me just now. I want to know how excited Corey is about the Into the Woods cast recording with Sarah Bareilles.
Here's the thing.
What?
I saw that Into the Woods movie, you know, the one with Meryl Streep and James Corden and those people.
Okay.
I just don't know if I loved the story.
Okay. It's about how happily ever after is, there's no such thing. Life is more complicated than that.
So like, who's Sarah Bareilles playing the baker's wife?
If that's the case, I think that's going to be good. The baker's wife is a great role.
I don't know if that's true. That's just one of the roles I remember. I just remember I saw that movie when they made it into a movie recently, like 5 years ago or whatever. And I just don't remember walking away thinking I would watch that again or I would listen to any of the songs. But yeah, I'll listen to Sarah Bareilles sing anything. So I guess I'm about a 5 out of 10.
If she is the baker's wife, which I do believe she will be, if I were to guess, then I would say that it is a great role for her and there are going to be some standout songs like Moment in the Woods. Go listen to that and then imagine Sarah Bareilles singing it. You're going to love it. It's about her having an affair in the woods with a prince.
Let me see. I'm Googling it right now. She's reprising her role as the baker's wife.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
That's what we're hearing.
Okay. Well, Chloe, there's your answer.
I guess I'll watch. Or will I listen? Is this where the crawdads sing?
Is she the crawdad?
She's a crawmom.
Crawmama. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Maybe, hey...
Hey, what?
Did you watch Drag Race?
Oh, girl, yeah, I'm caught.
Should we discuss going into the finale? It's our last chance.
Okay.
Last dance.
Okay, so this is Spoilerville. Spoilerville, Spoilerville, Spoilerville.
Not really. It's been at least 72 hours since the episode came out.
So we have a final four.
We know who our top four and our bottom four are.
This is your last warning. We will start naming names. Okay, go.
So the top four are Monet Exchange, Jinx Monsoon, Trinity the Tuck, and Shea Coulee. The other four, Raja, the Vivian Panay, Evie Oddly, and Jada Essence Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your tweets and all that. I was ready to be slightly annoyed by the 3-star finale giveaway because I just wanted to do a lot that's worth 3 stars. And then right when they announced it, I was like, okay, well, Shea Coulee's winning. This is how she's sneaking her way into the final. I will say I did really like Shea's variety show performance.
Oh yeah,
I enjoyed it. I would listen to that song when it's on Spotify or iTunes.
Say what you want about 3 stars being given out for that episode. However, I think Monet and Shea were the winners of that episode, if not also maybe Jinx. But like, as a viewer, it was not a stretch to believe that those two were the winners of the episode. Does anybody deserve a 3-star boost in the last minute? It's not for me.
For a 1-minute performance of a song, I don't know. But I guess I was actually fine with it. I agreed. I thought Monet and Shea were probably my 2 favorites. And my only real problem was I just didn't like that they just let Monet pick the 4th person to go into the top with them.
Yeah.
That felt lazy. Like, I don't know. Could you make Trinity and Jada lip sync against each other or something?
Even that would have been... Well, I think the reason why they did that was because I think the show desperately wanted a alliance to have meaning and reason to exist.
Well, the whole time they kept talking about it. So right. I was like, this is coming into play at some point before this season is up. And it did.
I mean, here's the thing. You can't complain that producers are handpicking the finale when that is the basis of the show and almost all...
They're always picking.
You know, shows like this. It's like, yeah, that's how this works. The producers are crafting storylines and narratives, and I'm okay with that. I suspend my disbelief for a lot of it. But, yeah, I think if you're going to give out 3 stars for 1 episode, even something like a ball episode where each category is a different star. Like, that would be more fun to me.
Absolutely. Like, yes, it's like, I mean, they reference it on the show, but it's like Mario Party at the end where it's like, who's getting the bonus stars?
I what I loved most about this season was it felt like such a celebration of everyone's drag. And so the only reason it kind of like rubbed me the wrong way that anybody could get 3 stars in the last minute for a challenge that is comparable to every other challenge is because it felt like it was taking away all of the successes of the queens who didn't make it to the finale because they didn't win the 10th episode instead of the 9th episode. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's not the end of the world because I do love that the bottom 4 queens are also absolutely duking it out and they're able to do it, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm glad we get to watch all of them lip sync. I'm glad the other 4 still get to participate. I hope they get some bops of songs to actually perform to because Jada and Evie can both lip sync very well, I believe. So I don't know. I'm excited going into the finale. I think I hope Jinx wins. I think that's who my money is on. I think she really came to show who she was and how much she's grown and how just like talented across the board she is. What'd she say she won? Like, she was in the top 5 times. That's like half of the episodes.
I mean, this is Jinx's no shade to lose. The others. Like, she is far and beyond, I think, the standout of the season. I love that Raja had such an opportunity to introduce themselves to like a newer drag audience. I thought that was like a special angle of the season. But I have a feeling unless the song is so catered to Jinx, I don't like I just don't know
when she sent Detox home.
Yeah, I don't know how Jinx can win a lip sync SmackDown against Shay,
Trinity or Shay.
Monet. Like, all 3 of them are not to take away from any of Jinx's talent, but like all 3 of them can do circles around her. And that's
kicks, but
it is just like that's the reality.
I mean, Jinx beat Trinity in that Ava Max song like 2 weeks ago.
And I'm not sure if I believed it.
Oh, I did. I really did.
But it's neither here nor there. But I think as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, they need us to believe that it is possible for Jinx to win high up-tempo pop song lip syncs. Because if you watched it, yeah, you can like it. But like, did she win the lip sync?
You know what I did love? Shay and Monet doing the Kylie Minogue song.
Hell yeah.
Supernova. That was good. Shay was killing it. Shay had a good night.
Shay's talent show, I completely agree with everything they said. I was like, okay, they are absolutely correct that this is an international, like, A-list star level performance. Is what that felt like. It was beyond a all-star season. It was like caliber of a legend star season. You know what I mean?
Not legendary, legend star.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I really enjoyed this season quite a bit. I'm sad that it's coming to an end. I'm so glad so many winners got to come back. I've loved all the like interviews and press I've seen on TikTok that all of them have done. I saw a clip of Jada this week. I saw a couple, but I was talking about the one where she was saying she felt a little like when she won her season a couple years ago that fans were saying like Gigi deserved it and people were mad that she won and that she kind of had some self-doubt about that because of the context of some of the fans had said stuff to her. And she said the second she walked into the workroom, all other of the 7 winners were just so kind and welcoming and were so reminding her that she was deserving to be there and that she was a winner. And I loved that. I think I was aware of some of the like feedback of people saying Gigi should have won, but I loved it. And I really, really enjoyed Jada this season. I was so glad she was back.
Oh my gosh, somewhere. Yeah. I mean, were you watching any of the Untucked?
I actually did not all season.
They were fine. They were okay. Some of them were a little bit like fluff and filler, but.
Yeah, I saw clips here and there. I saw, who hooked up with Raja?
who hooked up with Monet? Anyway, my point about the Untucked was we don't know. Nobody. Jada's trying to figure it out.
Are you untucked right now?
Yes, for the gods.
Is that why your hair looks so soft?
I was gonna say Jada completely won me over so much in Untucked because she is fully down to just be silly and play and have fun and you can, and I think that the culture of nobody going home is. It's like, I know they're not going to keep that for all of Drag Race. I understand. But like, I think it makes the environment so much better and less toxic for queens. Like, I think everyone has an opportunity to kind of let their hair down a little, you know? Is that the term? Yeah. Let their tuck untucked.
I will say, as much as I enjoyed it, I did find these last couple episodes just literally straight fast forwarding through the critiques when they go backstage and then the judges talk amongst themselves.
Like, yeah, I don't need to hear all of them.
I was like, I don't, you're all great. We get it. You're all great. I was like, okay, I do not care at all.
Yeah. Okay. So, final answer. Who are you rooting for? Jinx.
Okay. Oh, it's so tough. So I think I want Jinx to win the big one and I want Jada to win the little one.
Okay, so we have a first place prize and a fifth place prize. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like a toilet. We have a winner's bowl and a toilet bowl.
I still cannot believe I know that they're raising the price or the amount that they win. I know that they've raised it a lot, but like the fact that like Amazing Race, you win $1 million, or Big Brother, you win $500,000, or like Drag Race is arguably at least in the top five biggest reality shows right now.
Yeah.
If not, I mean, it's the funny, biggest right now.
It's funny because I know, because it's like just recently within the last 4 or 5 years, I feel like MTV, The Challenge, which is like the same parent company or whatever, started doing like $500,000 for their winners. So I just think that's funny because Lord knows there's more people watching Drag Race than The Challenge, right?
I don't know. I don't mean the like grand prize to be so huge, but I would love if you make it to the finals, it's a first, second, third, and fourth place prizes. Like, I would much rather have all of those places be like, well, you are making at least 50,000, then 100, then 150, then 200. Like, that would be cool. As opposed to 500 just for first.
They must each get a, like, stipend for each week that they're there. I mean, that's how The Amazing Race was. That's how Big Brother is. That's how Survivor is.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You saw Big Brother finally upped their prize. So instead of 500,000 for the winner, it's now 750. So everybody's got a budget increase, but Drag Race. Inflation, I tell ya.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, Juicy, those pictures of the galaxy?
Did you call me Hey Juicy?
Hey Juicy, did you see the pictures of the galaxy?
I did. You know, but I'm a space denier.
Oh, wait. Do we know that? Hold on.
Yes. When you and I went camping back in whatever month that was, April. when we were all hanging outside with the dogs and Hudson.
Okay, explain to the people what you mean by that. I just want this on the record.
I just have a lot of questions.
Give me one of them. What's going on in your mind?
It's just a lot going on in my mind.
Okay, and so what? You don't believe the pictures are real, or what's going on here? I need an intervention.
Yeah, I mean, sure. What?
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
Do you think we went to the moon?
Yeah.
Why haven't we been back? Why don't we go all the time?
I saw a video yesterday, and this dude was talking about how NASA deleted all the footage from the trip to the moon.
Didn't that one guy go on like Jimmy Kimmel and admit it?
Who's that one guy?
Buzz Aldrin?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not a space denier. It's just some things are like too big to think about.
Good to, like, big block letters in space?
Yes, your big block letters in space. For me, it's like trying to think of the mechanics of how like actually taking a picture works freaks me out.
Well, they're taking a picture of the past.
This doesn't have to be space. This just is any picture, you know?
Any picture you take is a picture of the past. And the picture is light hitting it.
Paper, and then it's just saved forever. Well, you know, Polaroids used to be. I certainly don't know how cameras work nowadays.
Yeah, apertures and things of this nature.
Yeah, creepy, scary.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about any of that. I don't. Did you hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. What'd he do?
You know what? Finish the sentence. What'd you do? Fart? He did fart.
No, he didn't.
He did fart.
Arnold Schwarzenegger farted?
Yeah.
Did he shit his pants?
Here's the story. Harry Potter actress Miriam Margolyes.
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I. Tells I've Got News for You. I don't know who I've Got News for You is. Maybe some publication.
Sounds fake.
Our podcast. Arnold Schwarzenegger farted in her face when filming 1999's End of Days. Quote, he farted in my face. Now I fart, of course I do, but I don't fart in people's faces. He did it deliberately right in my face. Okay.
Okay, and what did it smell like? Deliberately, how was her face that close to his butt?
Maybe they were filming a scene. They were filming a scene.
Would you rather have someone fart in your face or burp in your face?
Burp. You cannot get pink eye from a burp. As somebody who used to get pink eye... In middle school,
don't you,
too often.
Don't you have an extra layer of protection with those glasses?
For the people that don't have the visual podcast at home, I am putting my fingers through the yeah. frames because there are no lenses in my glasses.
He poked right through it, but luckily he didn't poke himself in the eye.
No. Hey, speaking of getting vaccinated for monkeypox, this is our due diligence to remind everyone to at least Google monkeypox. It is not new, but there is an outbreak happening. And
who declared it?
Who?
Who? The World Hospital Organization.
Health.
Who? Yeah, they who? Yeah, I'm going to try to get my first vaccine this week, but now let me tell you, these cities, big cities, have had some lines. So do your due diligence, find a way, talk to your friends, ask them if they've gotten it, ask them how they've gotten it.
And there's like some discrepancy on how you can get it. Some say it's an STI, some say it's like skin to skin, some say it's airborne. From what I've seen so far, it is skin to skin, and that does include sex, but doesn't have to include sex. And I think it's mostly close proximity. And yeah, so like, don't think that just because you're a virgin who can't drive doesn't mean that you can't not get monkeypox. Also, people are like acting like it's only the gays because there is currently an outbreak with men who have sex with men, but anybody can get it. I just feel like it's my social responsibility to proclaim out loud that just because you are not a man who has sex with men and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, anybody can get it. And it's not just through sex. So get vaccinated.
How was your first dose?
It was, so I went to like a, you can wait in line, like a, they had like, you can show up and hope that you can get in line and get it. So I showed up right when they opened and the line was through the park. So I was a little nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get one. I don't know, like the availability, but then I ended up getting it. It took about an hour and a half to wait in line. And, my arm was still a little bit sore where I got it.
Right here.
But
you got ouchie.
But it didn't feel like all of the symptoms that everyone was describing for COVID vaccine, where it's like, you know, all of the soreness and like exhaustion
tired
and blah, blah, blah. Like I was physically fine right away and continued to be. So yeah.
Yeah. Some of those things I'm like, I don't love to like read the symptoms of the vaccine because I think then it's like your brain thinks about it. No. Your brain like thinks about it. So like if I get it, I don't want to know what the side effects are. But if I start feeling something, then I'll Google it and see if it's like a side effect. But I don't want to know what's like this and that and the other thing, you know?
Why? Because you're self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to start
exactly
looking for the symptoms. I'm gonna,
exactly. I don't. My brain don't like to do that.
Mm. Well, then, bitch, don't read.
My brain is an awesome brain.
Okay. All right.
Well, is there anything else you have to say, designers?
Space is real.
Yeah, it's just a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I saw a Hank Green space video, and it stressed me out.
Just seeing the thumbnail?
No, I watched the whole TikTok. But those are very pretty pictures. Very pretty pictures.
Pretty pictures. Pretty, pretty
pictures. Hey, before we go, should you try to make the noise that you think a crawdad makes? Bow, chicka-bow,
wow, 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 wow. That's my impression of the shade rattle from Drag Race.
Yeah, I remember when you and Hudson made... you both did the shade rattle and made me vote for who was better.
Yeah, how'd it go? Who won?
I voted for Hudson.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Hey, Taylor, where can people actually, find I do have one more thing to say. I had to buy a fridge this weekend.
What?
My fridge broke.
I don't think I really liked your fridge that much.
Okay, well, I didn't splurge on a fancy one, so the new one coming in is not. It's not. It's not. It's, though it is. What is that metal called?
Chrome?
Stainless steel. We got black stainless steel. I think it looks nice.
Oh, a white refrigerator?
Yeah, I told Hudson that he was pointing out a white refrigerator. I said, "Do you not know about the meme?" Wait, I am not above having a white refrigerator, but I was like, at least be conscious of the meme.
Speaking of housewives, did you watch the TikTok I sent you and I posted on my Instagram story last night of the girl of Jamie Lee Curtis and the housewife?
Yeah, I had already seen it.
And now you understand a little bit why I watched that show, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I understand that it's funny in camp. I get it. It's stupid.
That was like an SNL skit.
It was, actually, yeah. I was going to say we should talk about the pink sauce, but I would imagine you don't know what pink sauce is.
The pink sauce? There's when you mix marinara and Alfredo together?
No, there's a woman on TikTok who is like selling this like concoction that she's made, and she's shipping it out with like nutritional facts that don't seem right, and like none of it's refrigerated, but like certainly it should have been refrigerated, and people are receiving the pink sauce in the mail and it's like exploded in the packages, and like there's no description of what the pink sauce is or what it tastes like. And
why are people buying it?
Because it's gone viral on TikTok. I was going
to
say.
They deserve to lose their money.
Did you get the pink sauce? Did you try the pink sauce?
No.
No.
I barely even listened to the new Pink song.
And there you have it. Greatest hits so far.
Hey, where can people find you?
You can find me hanging
out. Send me a pic of the new refrigerator.
Oh, and I didn't even get to the girl gremlin. We'll talk about it next week. You can find me in the Best Buy fridge section.
Cool.
Where can people find you?
I'm getting my monkeypox vaccine somewhere here in San Francisco. Dose one, baby.
Yeah, get that pink sauce. Okay. See you on the Discord. Wait, I'm about to post. What was I about to post on the Discord? Something about. Oh, Miss Honey. I'm about to post
Miss Honey. I'll see you over there. Find it. Send it. Bye.
Bye.